We'll get him on. We'll talk about all this other good stuff. I do want to pick his brain about what's going on in the transfer portal. What's up with these rumors that are out there? The quarterback position as well. A lot of questions there about Tyler Shuck. Can he be a guy that can get you back competing for conference championships? What's the backup situation like? The running back room now. How do they feel about that? And maybe if there's some positions where you feel like we need to improve. We'll talk about all that good stuff. We have Coach now?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back into the Mike Rutherford Show. Louisville head football coach Jeff Braun back here getting ready for tomorrow's spring game. Coach, thanks so much for joining us back on the show. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon, guys.
I guess the first question is the requisite question. Just, I guess, an overall update on what you've seen from this team so far over the past few weeks in the spring and how you feel about things here on April 18th.
Well, I think we've made progress. It's been productive. Without question, as we continue to work on things, you know, the returning players that are getting to their second year in our system and with us are really standing out. They've done a really good job. They've learned a lot. You can see them understanding things, processing things better, playing fast. It's been great to see. And then on the flip side, we have a lot of newcomers. And to be quite honest, the talent level, the speed, the athleticism has stood out. Now, do they need to get up to speed on what we're doing and understand it all? Yes, but that's going to take time. We just got to continue to work through it. But they've been great additions, and we've got to just mold this thing together and piece it together in the right way. But we definitely feel like these guys are working hard to get that done.
At the quarterback position, you guys obviously bring in Tyler Shuck because you think he can put you in a position to be back competing for a conference championship. After seeing him for the past month or so, has he lived up to those expectations thus far?
I think so. I think Tyler's done a great job. He provides us a ton of experience. He's a veteran. He can process information. He's intelligent. He studies it. He's been a really good leader. A lot of times when you get a guy for 1 year, in our opinion, they're coming here with a purpose, with a reason, and that is to try to achieve their goals and win a championship and to play at the highest level. And he's done a great job at this point. He's been a good leader for the other quarterbacks in the room, which all those guys have improved, and Pierce and Harrison and Brady and all the others. So I just think he's led the charge. He understands that he has to do his part, and we got to build that team that the others are doing their part as well when it comes to receivers, tight ends, running backs, and offensive line. But he's definitely worked really hard to this point, and I continue to want to see him progress, but he's definitely doing a really good job.
You talked last year in the second half of the season about kind of having to make the offense a little bit more vanilla and how it sort of went against your natural instincts and how it was kind of a little bit hard for you. Do you think that with Tyler here, we'll get back to seeing, you know, the offense look kind of like your ideal Louisville offense?
Well, I think an ideal offense is to be explosive, is to create big plays, is to score points and to win. And all those things can happen in different ways. Of course, in a perfect world, we like to throw it around and have some fun with it. And you know, that's great. But I just think you have to kind of adjust to what your strengths are on the team and what you have. We're trying to continue to build the passing game chemistry and the intricacy of what we're trying to do and the ability to launch the thing up the field and make the play. And that requires precision, and it requires a strong offensive line that can handle all those things. But in order to win, you have to be able to do that. Now, with that said, you got to be able to run the ball as well. And defenses now are very good at what they do. They're great at disguise, and they're very intricate in what they're trying to get done. So you have to be able to play off what you're seeing and have the ability to do both. And in the end, scoring points, winning, creating big plays is the goal. And we're working hard to make sure that we can get more explosive in the passing game.
Jack Plummer started all 14 games for you guys last year. You lose Brock Doman, you lose Evan Connolly. So I think there's a lot of interest in the quarterbacks besides Shuck on the roster. You know, Harrison Bailey, Brady Allen, Pierce Clarkson. How are those guys progressing so far this spring?
Well, they've done a good job, and I think at some point we're going to need them to step up and play well for us. And what you like to have happen is when their number is called, they're ready to go, because that can really hurt confidence levels. When if you have to come to a quarterback and he's just not quite ready, it can really make him look a little worse than he is. So right now Pierce has made strides. He understands things better. He's continuing to work through his deficiencies and try to make the most of those, but he gives us athleticism and he can throw the ball accurately. Harrison Bailey is a guy that can see the field and throw the ball vertically, and he's understanding things better and he can help us. And then Brady Allen is a guy that we're familiar with that keeps getting better every day. He understands what we're doing. He's a big, tall thrower. We just got to get the accuracy up to speed and the ability to spin the ball consistently all the time. So all those guys there have some small things we're working on, but at some point, at any point during this year, we're going to need all of them to be able to play.
You talked about, as great as it is to hear about the quarterbacks in the passing game, the necessity to have a strong run game as well. You lose Penny Boone to the transfer portal this week, which is part of the deal these days. You still have a running back room that you bring back Maurice Turner, you bring back Kewan Brown, you bring in Donald Chaney and a couple of freshmen. What's the overall comfort level with the running back room right now?
Well, we really like the running back room, and even before the departure, we thought we had a ton of depth. And this spring, you know, as I look at it, Maurice Turner's in his second year, and I think he's made tremendous strides. He's looked quicker and faster and more sure of himself and really understands. He's been a great leader, never complained one day about anything, any competition around him. We've added Don Chaney from Miami, who's really come in and worked hard. He's been a good leader. He gives us a little different dynamic. He's a little bit bigger. Maybe not quite as quick as Maurice, but does a good job. He's played football. He understands it. Kewan Brown was here last year, and while he's young and hasn't played a whole lot, he's shown great signs this spring and made some explosive plays. We just got to keep getting him up to speed so that when he's in there, he understands everything we're doing. But he's done a really good job. And then Isaac Brown is a true freshman that sometimes when he breaks a run, the speed and quickness he shows is off the charts. Now he doesn't understand everything yet, and it's going to take a little while, but he gives us an element that maybe Jawar Jordan had in his running style and ability. And then I think once the summer comes around, we're going to add Duke Watson at the running back position that we like as well. We just haven't seen him live in person with our team, but I think it's a good room.
We mentioned you've lost a couple of guys to the portal this week, which is part of the deal these days. I did want to ask you, there have been a couple, I guess multiple reports about players transferring from your program and then those players coming out in that same day saying, like, that's not true, I'm staying here. Do you have how does that sort of thing happen in this day and age?
Well, there's a lot of ways that can happen. you know, sometimes I don't know the true source, but with this transfer portal and how it's set up, unfortunately, people like to bend the rules and like to do things they're probably not supposed to do, and they like to work behind the scenes, and they got a hidden agenda, and sometimes these players, you know, have some representation that are telling them one thing that maybe is not in their best interest, and then you have other teams that are working behind the scenes trying to get your players that are putting things out there to try to entice that and to somehow make things true that really aren't, even though there might be 10% true of what they're saying. So I just think, for whatever reason, we've been the subject of attack on that. And you know what? That's fine. We can handle it. I think in the end, we're secure in what we're doing, how we're treating our players. And to be quite honest, in the end, I want guys that want to be here and that they think it's going to work and they feel good about their future and they think there's somewhere else that's better, then we're fine with them going there. And it's important. You know, there's only one ball to go around. There's only certain spots and so many positions. So we're all for it. But, of course, we'd love for people to do things the right way and to make sure that, the false rumors and things that are being put out on social media, really there's no need for it. But at the same time, it'll probably still happen.
Hey, did you kind of get the sense that maybe it means you're doing something right? Is that the way that you choose to view it?
Well, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. I mean, we feel good about, how we're treating our players and how we're progressing. And yeah, there's going to be competition in certain positions. So without question, when the spring's over and this portal opens, you're going to have movement. I mean, and really that's just the way the rules are set up. And we're not afraid of people moving. And sometimes we talk to people and tell them where they're on the depth chart. And if they think they need to try something else, we're going to help them. And we're not going to discourage that. And at the same time, when that happens, you got to be ready to move on your side of it and make sure you get some other guys in there that's going to help your team get better. So really that requires an extensive amount of recruiting and research and the ability to just make sure you're in position when things happen. But at the same time, we're not going to blame anyone that wants to depart and find a better place if they don't think this is the spot for them.
All right, last question. I know you have to jet. Spring game tomorrow, 7 o'clock kickoff out there at L&N Stadium. The first kind of chance for the fan base to get a glimpse of this 2024 team. Outside of just getting everybody through this game healthy, what do you look for specifically in a spring game these days?
Well, at this point, we've had a good spring. I'm not going to lie, like everybody, we have an injury bug here that's hit us a little bit. We're quite a bit short on the defensive line, that makes it a little bit concerning. So we want to see guys execute, and we'll probably be somewhat vanilla and make sure that you got to know the communication of how to get lined up, how to get set, how to get in and out of the huddle, how to come off the sideline, how to hear the calls, how to transition in between plays, and then when the ball snaps, are you going to be able to play fast, understand what you're doing, and make plays? So nothing more than seeing guys make plays, fly around, how they handle that, their attitude along the way, the energy they bring, all those things are important, and that's what we'll judge in this game. But I think our guys are looking forward to just going out there in front of fans and playing a little bit of football and get back in the flow of things.
All right, he is Louisville head football coach Jeff Brohm. You can see him out at Elliman Stadium tomorrow for the Cardinal football spring game. Coach, best of luck. Congrats on almost wrapping up the spring, and hopefully you can enjoy a little bit of derby coming up here.
Okay, thanks, guys. You have a good day.
All right, that is Jeff Brohm, kind enough to spend some time with us there on the Big X phone line. We need a sponsor for the phone line.